Drop it.
F-U-T. F-U-T. F-F-F-F-U-T.
Hello, footies. Welcome along to your one and only daily FIFA podcast. We are Foot in Review. We'll bring you tactics, gameplay advice, run through all of the latest news. And as part of footcoaching.com, of course, give you those little tips to help you get the best out of your team. My name is Dan Wimbush, otherwise known as Wimby. And I am joined by a very special guest, but not the one advertised by John earlier in the week. Andrew, after his sterling effort earlier in the week, has stepped aside tonight for the one and only. He is the King of the North. It's Yngwie.
Good evening. Hello, hello. How are we today?
I'm not so bad, thank you, my friend. Yourself?
Not so bad, not so bad. Been a busy day. Started working 6:30 on Call Duty, worked, and then I had to go and get some service done on the car, and then some shopping, and then some more shopping, and then wash, Hoover, clean the house, and then straight here. So it's been a filled day so far.
Excellent. Well, glad to have you with us. This is Wednesday, February the 3rd. This is Season 3, Episode 87. If you're new to the show, thank you very much for checking us out. So, as I said, we've got lots to talk about today. It is Wednesday, so that, of course, means Team of the Week. But before we get into that, Yngwie, what have we got content-wise?
Not too much, but something. We got only one SBC, but that's, I think that's kind of quiet before the storm since... We're loading up towards future stars. And we got the FGS challenge, costs around 4k to do. You get a rare mixed players pack. Pretty standard stuff. You need minimum 9 nationality, minimum 6 clubs, max 2 from the same nation, minimum 1 rare, minimum 75 rated squad, and 90 team chemistry. So a little bit more work than usual, but still doable. I'd save the packs for future stars.
Yeah, very sensible.
Yeah. Of course, the team of the week is decent as well, which we will be going through quite soon. But we need to talk about the Silver Star.
My favorite part of the week, the Silver Lounge.
Yeah. It's sometimes it's quite short, so I just managed to squeeze into two matches before joining the show, so it was quite eventful.
Two rage quits. Two wins.
Yeah, two rage quits, so happy with that. I just need one more win since I have already scored 8 and assisted 6, which you need to do. And you get 150 XP each for those, and win 3 matches. I won 2, and you get 150 XP, and you get 150 XP, and... the card Sonny Kittel plays for Hamburg in the second Bundesliga. I think they will be promoted after the season because they're kind of flying, I think, in the second Bundesliga. Left winger, German, high-low work rates, 4-star skill moves, 5-star weak foot, so that's very nice. So this is a good card for us that couldn't do the Mukhtar challenge early in the game. I couldn't. I was away. So that's he fits my team then. I can squeeze him in next to Adeyemi and the other German guys.
Yeah, it's the by my looking through Fitbin, it's the 6th silver in form we've had now of German nationality. And I think there's been a couple of others as well, because we also had the record breaker, or what they call it, record breaker flashback or whatever it was as well, to make it 7. So yeah, certainly build a nice little German team for the Silver Lounge.
Yeah, lots of good links now and good players to use.
Yeah, and it's important because, of course, you've got that objective in the milestones for your, you know, win. I think it's a win 50 games, starting 7 silver in forms.
Something like that, yes. I've just had it kind of in the background because I knew that if I really started to do it, then I would... kind of get obsessed, and then I would do only that, and I don't think that's smart if I want to try to play a weekend league now and then. So I have unlocked 2 sections there, but I have lots of things to do.
Yeah, it's very much one of those long-term milestones that is going to last you pretty much through team of the season. I think you'll, if you sort of get through sort of 5-10 a week, maybe through various modes and friendlies and squad battles, if you want to play them, then you'll sort of hit it around about team of the season, if that though, because you know, we're not that long away now.
No, that's true. But I have a friend of mine, a friend of the show, Darren. He has he's gone through all of these. I think he did it during the team of the year to get a few extra packs and stuff.
Wow.
So yeah, oh, crazy man, but he managed to do it as well. So I'm in awe of his efforts. So good going. But I'm pretty sure he's happy with at least one player from Team of the Week as well. So good times for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Just before we get on to Team of the Week, it's worth mentioning as well, we did have one other new thing today. A new loading screen for future stars. Although they didn't give very much away, did it?
No, they gave away the card design, which is, of course, always interesting because some people collect. It seems like they're doing the checking all the card designs and making mock-ups from they've been making lots of them, but it's all been different one and not the official one, but now we have the kind of official card design. I must say I am a big fan of that design.
It looks really kind of like a rainbow, doesn't it?
Yeah, some kind of rainbowish with some dark clouds, so with a little bit mix of purple and blue and stuff as well, but I like it. It's really cool.
It reminded me a little bit of Summer Heat.
Yeah, kind of with a dark side of Summer Heat.
winter cold. Yeah, although we've already had that with Freeze, I suppose.
Yeah, so I like the card design. It's really nice. So I think maybe we'll see some stats jumping, popping up, or some kind of map code stuff in the screen that they have had before as well, which leads people to investigate from which player from which place in the world and dates and stuff like that when people score a hat trick or something. So
yeah, it's fun playing Columbo when you see the flag and a certain couple of stats. Yeah, everyone always rushes to football and tries to narrow it down. It's a great little game.
Yeah, so that's cool. There are some players, I hope at least one. If one player, if he's in, then the whole promo is saved for me, I think.
And who would that be?
That would be Curtis Jones from Liverpool.
Ah.
Because he links to my untradeable Freeze Firmino and the Inform Mane I have untradeable. So that's cool. But he's tall and he's got 4-star skill move, 4-star weakness, and quite agile already with a bronze card. So he could be a really fun card to use. And of course, he links to a certain SBC that came out yesterday as well, Wayne Rooney.
Indeed. I know Andrew talked about it as well. He sort of said his advice was to kind of wait for fodder to drop a little bit, but he was very tempted by it. Have you been tempted by Mr. Rooney?
I was very tempted. I have set all the squads up and ready to submit, but I've seen some mixed reviews. So I was thinking, okay, I would have to change things around to be able to fit him. So I was thinking, okay, I think it was active for 30 days or something.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, I don't need to submit it straight away because I would regret it if we, for example, today would have got some kind of flashback Kante or something, then I would be more annoyed if I did the Rooney one. So I was thinking, okay, I'll wait and see what happens to you, because there might be some future, if that Curtis Jones is a SBC, I would prefer to do that before the Rooney one as well.
Yeah, and with Prime Icon Moment cards popping into packs as well soon, you imagine there might be a mid-Prime Icon SBC in the not-too-distant future as well. You know, there's no conspiracy, but I'm sure EA would love to drain us of our fodder and our coins.
Yeah, that the Rooney card will drain me quite big if I do that SBC for all my high-rated ones. And yeah, so but I can do Rooney for free. But as I said, I've seen so many mixed reviews, but many of them are like 2-3 matches, and I don't trust those. I am a big fan of the silent guy reviewing, scoring some bangers all the time with the cards, and he seemed really happy with him. So, but of course, he looks like he's playing a few levels above me. But I kind of tend to wait for my friends to do it because they play similar level, and they would be honest about the review.
Yeah, I think Andrew had hit the nail on the head yesterday. He sort of said that if you're a massive Manchester United fan, or, you know, a big fan of Rooney in his career, then yeah, okay, by all means, go out and do it straight away. But if not, and he doesn't sort of naturally just slot into your side, there's no harm hanging around a little bit for this one. Like you say, I don't like reviews that are done, especially on the same evening. You kind of want a person to have a wider experience. You know, you want to see them play with a bad connection in weekend league. You want to see them play,
yeah,
you know,
something like that. At least I prefer the ones that have at least 10 matches for the cards, and there are not many of them. There's always two that release the reviews very quickly. That's the Inception and it's Ozio. Those are the two quickest ones. I think they are doing reviews based on 2 to 4 matches or something, usually.
Too quick.
Yeah, and maybe more, a few more if there's a lot of rage quits. And that's a little bit too quick for me because you haven't used him for a few days with different types of connection. Then when you use him a little bit longer, then you see all the sides of the player and how he is in good connection, bad connection, and different positions maybe as well. And if you try a player in 3 positions in 3-4 matches, then you don't get a very good impression on how he really is. You can have perfect connection and your opponent has horrible and he seems like the better than Prime Puskas or stuff like that as a striker, and better than Gullit as a center midfielder. But once the gameplay is more normal, then he could play like a bronze suddenly. And then you get a little bit too hyped in the moment, I guess, when you do the reviews that quick. So it all depends on what kind of connection you had while you did it. If you had bad connection, it could be get a horrible review. I think Run the Foot Market wasn't too happy about the card, I think. I can't remember how. I think he used him for more matches, though. I think he used him for 6 or 8. But I'm not sure how his connection was because I was like kind of jumping through the review. So that's why I want to wait maybe closer to a week at least, because my friends would have tried him in the weekend league as well then.
And yeah, absolutely 100% agree, especially for a guy that costs well over 400,000 coins. Again, I don't think there's a massive need to rush into this. It's not like he expires in 5 days and you know, you've got to get in. And especially with his links as well, a lot of people have to shuffle a lot of bits of their team around. So yeah, give this a while, wait for some more detailed reviews, have a chat with some friends and also come up against him as well. I think that's a good way to judge a player as well, because I played some co-op with a friend in Rivals Division 1 last night. Came up against Rooney and he wasn't that special. But again, it's such a small sample size. So I think the advice of Andrew, Ingvi and myself is hold fire. But on the surface, it does look a good card that's well worth your time. But plenty of good cards out as well today, Ingvi, in Team of the Week. This isn't one of those Team of the Weeks where you go, oh, I'm going to get nothing in my red picks. There's quite a lot of interesting cards. Maybe not automatic slam dunks to go into your team, but a few that will give you some thoughts if you get them in your reds.
Absolutely. I think I would be, I could squeeze Salah in a way.
Yeah, just about.
Yeah, since I have Firmino, Mane already. So those links should be fine. I thought he was going to be a striker because the Bavarians had him as a striker. So I'm a little bit surprised he's a right winger then. He played very centrally from what I could see in the match. So, because there's a certain flashback card occupying my right winger position at the moment.
Yes, we'll come on to him in a bit.
I was hoping, but kind of surprised that Mkhitaryan got into the Team of the Week since I have his headliner card. And I really liked that headliner before the update. So it's going to be interesting to see how he will be after now. He's got his 86th rated left forward card in the Team of the Week. His headliner is central, which is very nice for me at least.
Yeah, that's gone up to 87. Still yet to get the win streak as well, so there's always potential for another point.
Yeah, I think they are 2 matches in or something with wins. Could be, I'm wrong, but I think there are 2 wins, Roma. I hope they are. It would be quicker. I think the Delaney card is really interesting as well.
A lot of people loved his last inform. Of course, that was a central defender. This one is CDM.
Yeah, good for if you want to swap Coleman or base Mateus, and stuff like that. So he can slot down to the central defender or just play him CDM. He looks great for a CDM as well. I even liked his non-inform card as a CDM. So that's cool. Martinez is also cool as well as a striker.
HA rated.
Yeah, he's going to have a good team of the season card if this continues.
And not a massive fan of him. I haven't used him in this game, but last year I think his body type didn't help him, and he doesn't seem to be that popular again. He's had quite a few cards already. I've not seen him in many sides.
No, me neither. But the card looks really good and really interesting. So could be the body type as well. That's something with the Rooney card as well, since he has the stocky body type that makes him a little bit unsure if I'm going to like him or not. Suchek is 86 rated and also starting to look really good. And if he gets a team of the season, that's going to be a very interesting card.
Yep, nice link for you, Nedved icon owners.
Yeah, just a special mention for my friend Darren, the Newcastle fan. He's got his second in from Callum Wilson. So he's very happy today.
So that looks a sneaky little card.
Yeah, that's a little bit Ollie Watkins type of cards. Yes. So it could be very interesting as well.
I mean, you put a Hunter on him, he's rated 90 on footbin. You're talking 99 sprint speed. Again, this with a Hunter, 97 pace overall, 94 acceleration, 99 sprint speed, 99 finishing, 90 shot power. And he's also got 85 composure as well, 83 agility, 81 balance. So again, if, you know, on a budget, he's only coming up about 55,000 on Xbox, 36 on PS. If you're looking for a nice little investment for future icon swaps or even just as a substitute, he's not got any traits, I guess, which holds him back a little bit. But 4-star skills, 3-star weak foot, I certainly wouldn't be unhappy plucking him out of the Reds.
Yeah, my friend Darren, he said that he was the 3-star weak foot R9. That was the description. A little bit biased.
I'm not sure if I'd go that far, but
I think it was an awesome description of the card. He was really excited for this card. So I really hope he plays well for him. So that was awesome. Interesting card as well is the Cancelo right back card.
Yep.
Because he got some good upgrades
going. I picked up his 85 in form. That was the right midfielder to help me get on Team of the Year Davis into my team, which I'll talk briefly about later. But I've really enjoyed that 85 card. He's got his road to the final card as well, which is an 86. But a lot of the sort of top ranked players, our friend over at the Casual Foot podcast, Chrissy Bullard, did a video looking at the players that appeared in the top sort of 100 sides, and Cancelo appeared in a lot of them. You know, he's got that pace. He offers something a little bit more rounded to Kyle Walker. So, steady little pickup.
He's a little bit more agile than Kyle Walker as well. Walker is a little bit stronger, of course. But I haven't had any big problems with the strength on my fullbacks because I used the non-inform Jesus Navas for ages. And he isn't the strongest. And had no problems with him at all. He managed to get a ball somehow anyways. And I'm pretty sure the special mention card, team of the year mentions card for Navas is going to be very interesting to use as well for those who got it. They might think he's not going to be any good, but I would advise to try him as well. He would be perfect for the 3-5-2-5-3-2 thing as well.
Yep. And so, Cancelo, obviously providing links to, again, we'll come on to him a little bit later, but that flashback CR7.
Yeah.
Good little link there. If you've managed to pick up a Bruno as well, that helps you out there. And
it's
helping drive up, I'm sure. One of the cards that's been the fastest rising card on the market this week, that inform Kyle Walker card, has gone through the roof. I see it touched 1 million.
Holy moly.
Yeah. I don't know why. Maybe it's
the Rooney card helps.
Yeah.
And Tavernier link as well. So lots of the England cards have popped up quite a lot since that Rooney SBC was released. So, the Cancelo one is going to be interesting to follow if he gets more cards as well, because I think he's playing quite well for City at the moment.
Yeah, they're on a great run of form. They've kept, they just keep, they keep keeping clean sheets and they're on a club record run of wins. They're playing tonight as we record this. So I don't know whether they will make it 13 in a row. A few sort of lower down the list as well, that sort of take your fancy. So we've touched on Callum Wilson, nice 84. Benjamin Andre's not too bad at 83. I used his rule breaker a while back. That was an okay card. Again, it's nothing to write home about, but if you pick it up, I think it'll sort of pleasantly surprise you, when you chuck a shadow on it. If you sort of have a League One team and you're looking for a guy on a budget, I think it'll sort of pleasantly surprise. Anybody else catch the eye sort of further down the ranks? Patrick Bamford's 82?
Not really. No. I forgot the Milinkovic-Savic card. Kind of forget I didn't do the SBC now.
That's what, a 90 rated card now, the headliners SBC?
No, it's 89. I think they need a win or something, and then it's going to be 90.
See, I thought they have got, I mean, we'll double check this because the football is not updated yet, but I think he has got up to 90.
Maybe he did.
Because the inform's 88, and he has got his four-game win streak. And so the four-game win streak keeps it plus two.
He's 89 on football. Maybe it's a wrong. It will be changed later then. But that
apologies card, if it's wrong.
Yeah. But the card is really good. The one, I didn't have many Serie A players that I wanted to use, so that's one of the reasons I didn't want to do the SBC for the headliner Milinkovic-Savic. But now he's starting to look really good.
there's always the SBC that gets away.
Yeah, but I can't do them all anyways. I need to try to pick my fights, I guess.
Yeah, and just before we wrap up the team of the week discussion, of course, we'd be amiss. You know, John, I'm sure, is listening while enjoying his holiday. There was a Juventus player in this team of the week, although despite being 88 rated, I'm not sure he's usable yet.
Chiellini,
55
stamina is also a little bit worrisome for me for centre back.
Don't push him past the halfway line; he'll never get back.
I'm pretty sure John's going to say it's not the problem because he is a little bit better controlling the players than we are. If you put a shadow on him, he gets a 72 acceleration, 82 sprint speed. It's usable, but you are going to struggle against the good top meta cards for sure. But of course, if you have a really fast player next to him, that will help.
Yeah, he comes up to a 92 rated centre-back with a shadow on. Again,
With the 99 interception, 89 heading accuracy, 99 defensive awareness, 99 standing tackle, 99 sliding tackle, 92 aggression, 89 strength as well, 85 composure, 83 reaction. So it's not bad for a center back, for by all means.
No, and at the very worst, good fodder, because the big boys of the Icon SBCs are surely not too far away.
No, mid-February, I guess. When I think we'll get bigger when the moments cards are in the packs, we'll get better and more interesting Icon SBCs, I hope.
Yep, fingers crossed. Right, before we move on then to your review of CR7's flashback, I know John teased it on his show on Monday, but just before quickly we get back into that, Yngwie, we haven't spoken to you since Team of the Year ended. Were you lucky enough to see those purple flares?
No, I was not. I didn't have anything worth mentioning at all from all my saved packs and all the upgrades and stuff I did. So pretty much a horrible weekend for me when it comes to pack openings during Team of the Year. Pack weight seemed really low, at least for me. There was barely any fodder either, so I wasn't very super motivated to try and do more objectives to open more packs, to be honest, in the end.
Yeah, I had, I think I mentioned on the last show I was on, I had about 90-odd packs saved. I was very lucky. I did get an untradeable Team of the Year, Alphonso Davies. I think I was down to about 6 or 7 packs, and he strode out. Fantastic bit of luck. But as you say, the pack weight looked appalling. You lost count of the guys in the Discord, all the upgrades that they were doing. Just nothing popping out at all. Obviously, these are supposed to be very, very special cards, but with the amount of effort, coins and time that people put in to not even sort of get, you know, your lower ones, your Neuers or maybe your Trent or your Alphonso Davies, did seem a little bit mean.
Yeah, I saw a guy, a content creator, I think he spent 700,000 FIFA points and didn't pack any Team of the Year cards, which I think is insane.
Yeah.
With that amount of points, I think you should at least get 5, to be honest, because that's a lot of money.
Well, somebody said if EA put out an SBC, a Team of the Year party bag, you know, what would you say would be a fair price and what would you pay for it? I think if they put out a 1,000,000 coin SBC Team of the Year party bag, you know, for the amount of effort it takes you to get 1,000,000 coins, you know, it's not like you're giving everybody a Team of the Year. I think that would be a pretty fair way to keep everybody happy.
At least, yeah, well, not many have 1,000,000 coins either if they don't have the players. So there's a lot of coins for.
But at least it's attainable. You could argue then that at least you can grind your way up and, you know, you can sell players. And, you know, if you're desperate to have to see those purple flares, at least you've got a manageable way of getting one.
That's true. I was hoping that we would get some kind of more of those special mention cards. I kind of expected that since Messi, of course, won the vote, that was expected. Yeah. That maybe they would make an SBC or something for Thiago or Son or something like that. But yeah, they did some players that why, like the Sabitzer one, why didn't they, for example, give Thiago the same type of SBC as well?
Yeah, slightly confusing considering, yeah, your two other nominees to pick from don't deserve honorable mentions.
Yeah, they could have put them in packs as well. That would also be fine by me. But they were really close to being 12th man, but they're not good enough to be mentioned. So afterwards, yeah. It's like, okay, why not?
Yeah, you're 20th or 21st man now.
Yeah. So that's relegated. Like, yeah, that didn't make any sense at all. But okay, maybe next year.
Thoughts overall, just very quickly on the promo. I said John sort of came on down on the slightly disappointing if you were a neutral point of view. Would you slide with that?
I was very disappointed because it's so difficult to get the cards, and I think they are worse than they were last year. Of course, there are good cards, of course, but and so difficult to pack them as well.
What about the content around it? The SBCs, the timing of the SBCs?
Bad execution, changing times and getting people to log on at different times just to see if there's a new SBC or objectives and stuff like that. It was like very inconsistent stuff all the time, and you didn't know if it didn't seem like there was a plan. It's like, oh, I forgot to push the button, and then there came an SBC out suddenly. So it was confusing as well, and it's annoying that you had to kind of like go and check all the time, and when the pack odds were so bad as well. It was like, ugh. Yeah, it was very disappointing for me, at least.
Yeah, myself and my friend Steve, the man that dragged me back into this FIFA world, have this ongoing theory that it's two twins that run the content team at EA, and you've got the evil twin and the good twin. So you get the good twin that puts out nice, manageable SBCs like Dybala, and then you've got the evil twin that thinks up the pricing for Sabitzer. So...
yeah,
I think that's about the best I can think behind some of these decisions. So, but yeah, I mean, overall, this was my first team of the year. I was hyped to save packs and open them. Obviously, I was one of the lucky ones to get Davis. Overall, the content was okay. I wasn't sitting there particularly angry, but maybe that's because I hadn't experienced previous years, so I didn't fully know what to expect. The timing just... it was just needless messing. There was a theory going around it had something to do with the qualifiers one weekend, but then it continued into the next weekend. The fact that there is a direct communication Twitter and there was no, you know, notice given. I can't imagine any other game that would do it that way, where they would just suddenly just... and it's not like it was a one-off where, no, because of the qualifiers or something, where you could say, oh, well, you know, we're really sorry, the team was busy. This happened repeatedly. And John mentioned he reached out to a contact EA and they just said no comment. and that's not particularly reassuring. So look, hopefully it's not something that lasts in the long term, and if it does, you know, at least sort of communicate to your, you know, to your community. But look, I'm sure enough people opened packs, spent points and stuff. So I saw that there was a tweet yesterday. I think you posted it in the Discord about the amount of profit made on, what did EA call it, live services?
Yes, that was a lot of money. I don't know.
$4.5 billion, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Absolutely. So somebody is in line for a gigantic bonus check. And if you want to send any of that bonus check, you can reach us.
Yeah.
So we can buy some of these Team of the Year players.
And join the Patreon.
Exactly. Yes, join the Patreon in our special EA tier. you know, just for you guys. But no, look, overall, I said I was one of the lucky ones. I can't complain. And for those of you thinking, if you look at the Davis card and you're thinking of getting it, I highly recommend it. I'm playing him left wing. He is lightning quick, as you would expect. Got a good finish on him as well. I think you could play him anywhere, to be completely honest with you. And I think he's about 1.7 million. So maybe a little bit too much to spend for a player that, if you were just going to play him as a left back, but instead, if you want to play him further forward, I certainly think you can do a lot worse. I've had real struggles in that position this year. I've tried Alessandrini, I've tried Salah, lots of different people coming in and out. But hopefully this guy is going to nail down that spot till Team of the Year. But speaking of reviews, so John teased it. He obviously got the good, the very, very good Cristiano Ronaldo. But us peasants got to try out the flashback CR7. You mentioned you didn't get a Team of the Year, but you did get this guy. So, Yngwie, what is your early review on Cristiano Ronaldo's flashback card?
I was a little bit unsure in the beginning because I tried to use him like I did with his non-inform card. Luckily, I didn't use the non-inform card too long, so I kind of shook off that expectation quite quickly and then just kind of tried some different stuff. The one thing I think maybe is lacking a little bit is that his weak foot can be very inconsistent when it comes to finishing. And sometimes he feels a little bit weak. But other than that, he has been very good for me. I've been using him as a right midfielder, but he pops up and scores lots of goals because he makes really good runs in the box, around the box, and he has decent crossing as well. So he has quite a few assists as well. If he gets the ball on his right foot without pressure, then it's usually a goal. Pretty much 9 out of 10 shot goes and flies into the goal. I really like his shooting inside the box.
What chemistry style are you using on him?
I have Hunter on mine, I think. Actually, I heard some people say use. I've used him with Engine. I didn't feel that he was more agile or anything like that then, so I just boosted some more pace on him and the finishing and shooting.
Yeah, you've got on Footbin 29% Hunter, 23% Finisher, 19% Deadeye.
Yeah. I was considering Finisher on him, but since I didn't plan to use him much as a striker, I just used the Hunter because 86 crossing is fine for my style as a right midfielder. And I with he would have 99 pace, 99 sprint speed with the Hunter. And with 87 position, 88 finishing, 87 shot power, 89 volleys with 90 agility and 90 dribbling, 87 reactions and 82 ball control is more than good enough for my team and my style. So I'm happy with it. I think it's a good value SBC as well if you can't afford the non-inform card. Of course, maybe a little bit more tricky since he's a right winger, but many did the Dybala SBC, so that's quite easy to link Ronaldo with that.
Yeah, and as mentioned, you've got Cancelo, the team of the week out today. You've got many, many versions of Bruno Fernandes, so you can wrap him up quite nicely.
Yeah, there's so many good Portuguese players now, so that's not a problem at all. So I think that's a fun SBC as well. A little bit different. Many say that he's horrible, but I'm guessing that many of those struggling to use him is the ones that have used his non-inform for quite a bit longer than me. And then he's not the same if you try to use him the same way. You need to use him for what stats and strengths he has now on this card, not what he has on his non-inform.
Yeah, I think the one of the comments I heard was if you took the name off and you called him Bonaldo and took the face off, you know, you would probably think a lot more of the card. But I think the fact that, you know, it is a Cristiano Ronaldo card is the reason why some people have feel a bit let down by it.
Yeah, but it's a flashback and his earlier stage of his career, which is why he's rated 87 as well. So he had his fault. He was really, when he played for Manchester United, which this card is from that area, he was very on and off. He could be brilliant and then he could be totally gone the next match and miss easy stuff and then score a worldie. So this card, I think, reflects that quite well because he can score worldies and he can miss easy chances with his left foot. So I think it represents his period in Manchester United quite well, the card.
So it's a bit of a harsh question because I know you know we've discussed you haven't done Rooney, but Rooney's not too different price-wise. If you could only do one, if you sat there and you talk to our audience members who are holding on to their fodder and they say, right, I'm going to do one of these two, which would you lean towards?
Depends what your team needs. If you wanted a... Well, this is very difficult. It's totally a different type of cars and body types. So that's... I would go with Ronaldo because it's much easier to link, to be honest.
That's fair.
But I think he's 250k as well, so that's 150k cheaper than Rooney almost.
Yeah, I think I would go for that. The other question, okay, similar question then. Would you get Ronaldo and Rooney, or would you spend that money on Ronaldo's gold card?
If you find a way to start Rooney and Ronaldo, then I would do those two. If you can't start Ronaldo, I would get an uninformed then, the normal Ronaldo card. Because it's a little bit expensive to have almost 400k substitute.
Yeah.
Unless you have 20 million coins or something.
But and that's the thing. I think we're getting to the point of the game as well where I think a lot of us collected a lot of good super subs. And that's how I'm starting to look at these SBCs with it's a really nice card, but I don't need another super sub. I need some, and I'm very, very fortunate in the team that I've got, but even sort of in lesser teams, you know, I think you've got to be at that point now where you're like, well, because if you keep spending, you know, 300,000-400,000 coins on a player, I think Andrew was mentioning this as well, you know, it adds up over the course of, you know, you do four of these 400,000 coin SBCs over the next couple of months, you know, that's 1.6 million coins. And that can get you some big guns going into the summer.
Yeah, I think that you pick your cards wisely. And if you don't start them, I wouldn't go as high as Rooney, to be honest. But of course, Ronaldo for 250k, he's a starter now. And if he becomes a sub later, then it's fine, I think. But I would have used him at least for a few months, I guess, before he would be kind of on the bench, I think, unless something special pops up that will make me change my whole team.
Yeah. Well, just going back just very quickly then before we wrap up, I forgot to mention when we were going through Team of the Week, but Mo Salah, this second in form coming in at 1.1 million coins at the moment, his road to the final card, which is also 92 rated at 1.7. Again, is 1 point, you know, you're looking at Salah's gold card is 90, is 140,000 coins. Yeah. His first in form, 620, and then you double it again. You know, it seems like a lot of money for a plus two upgrade. Do you think it's worth it?
No, I wouldn't spend that much on the second inform, to be honest. I would just use the non-inform, I think. I can't... It could be, of course, that his play is totally different, but I doubt it. The gold one is really good already. So I don't think you would notice that crazy big 1 million difference from
million coins. You spend that. Spend that on a lot.
Yeah, you can buy a few good players for that.
Excellent. Andy, just before we end then, any goals for you over the weekend? Will you be delving back into Weekend League?
I did play Weekend League this weekend, actually. Managed to get the goal 3, which was my goal. So changing team midway, Weekend League is never a good thing. So I got some losses. So I went 14-5, I think. It's not bad. But I think if I stuck with the same team all Weekend League, I think it would be a little bit better than that. But I'm not sure. It all depends on what's going to be in the packs for future stars. Yeah, because if there's some really interesting one, I might go through the pain just to get a few extra packs and stuff like that, because we won't get the future stars as player picks, unfortunately. So that would be cool, by the way. It all depends what's in packs, because I don't have much. I think I have 30k left after buying my team, so I won't be able to buy the future stars unless I sell or pack something.
Yeah, this is going to be my first future stars. I said I joined around Foot Birthday last year, so I'm looking forward to future stars. I'm hoping against hope that they pick Reading's own Michael Olise as a future stars, but looking at the past, I don't tend to go down into the championship, but one can dream. Yeah. Certainly deserves it. But, you know, we can live in hope. Of course, one other thing to talk about that I'm sure we'll cover in a bit more detail over the coming days, and especially when John gets back from his holiday, the patch was out today. You mentioned you've played a couple of Silver Lounge games, not the greatest group room rounds, but very, very quickly. Any immediate noticeable changes?
No, nothing.
No. Yeah. I think... we discussed in previous shows, I don't think either the rest of the players that spam abuses the ball juggle. So I think it's going to make any immediate difference. But of course, we'll keep an eye on how it affects things. I'm sure John will be able to break down things in a lot more detail when he's back on Monday. As mentioned, it's a different week this week with John away. I'm going to be back tomorrow with Chris, a.k.a. Grandpapa Mac. And then John will be back to do a solo show on Friday, all being well. But of course, don't forget, you can find us on Twitter at Foot in Review. If you've got questions for the show, by all means, drop them over there. More than happy to field them on the show. And of course, if you want to support the show as well, you can do so via Patreon at patreon.com/footinreview. Different tiers for you to join, lots of great benefits, including discount on coaching, access to our very lovely Discord, where you can find myself and Ingbe talking about all manner of things, and lots of the other guys and voices you'll hear from the show. Really great community. So again, you know, the lowest tier is about the cost of a cup of coffee a month. So if you're looking to sort of bounce some ideas around, and as I said, just join a really nice community, I can't recommend it highly enough. But if you've not got that money, obviously time is tight. By all means, interact with us on social media. Ingvi, where can people find you if they want to get your pearls of wisdom?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgnoni, and they can find me on EA forums at LittleLon95 and on the Discord at LittleLon95.
Excellent. And I am at Wimby on Twitter. Again, I'm not the most active, but I will try and put a few more thoughts out there into the Twitterverse. And I'm very active, as I said, mentioned on our own Discord, and also with our friends over at the Casual Foot Podcast. The big pull over there as well. I won't spoil their podcast, but well worth tuning in for to hear all about that. So yeah, head over to that Discord as well, and you can find me talking about here, there, and everywhere. But Ingvi, thank you very much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I hope I haven't crashed the ship. I hopefully John will have something to come back to when he comes back off holiday.
I think he'll be fine and very happy with this.
Excellent. Well, again, thank you, listeners, for tuning in for the first time or for the 200 plus time. We very much appreciate you listening. And until we do, I think this is what I'm supposed to say, Ingvi, but do you want to lead me?
Leave you?
Yeah, lead me. How do we end the show again?
We drop stuff.
That's it. Drop it.
Drop it.
Drop it.
F U T T T interview F U T.